Hello, this is Tom Castaldi out on the Heritage Trail. Today, we're in Headwaters Park and at a marker that describes perhaps the greatest of the American Indian leaders. Miami Chief Mexique Konokwa, known to the Euro-Americans as the Little Turtle, born around 1751, played a significant role in the settlement of the area surrounding the confluence of the three rivers. He was the most successful American Indian resistance leader during the frontier wars of the late 1700s and was President George Washington's greatest concern in the development of the young United States. It was important to the new nation to hold control of this area, then the western frontier, and keep it out of the hands of the British. Little Turtle is credited with having defeated the American armies led by General Josiah Harmer in 1790 and General Arthur St. Clair in 1793. However, the Turtle counseled his people to make peace with General Anthony Wayne, calling him the warrior who never sleeps. But they would not listen to Little Turtle and were defeated by Wayne in 1794. Although he was a great war chief, his importance rests in his extraordinary skill as a leader of the Miami people. At the signing of the Treaty of Greenville with General Anthony Wayne in 1795, Little Turtle referred to the confluence, or Miami Town, as that glorious gate to the west. Little Turtle later visited George Washington, who received him graciously, presenting him with gifts. Later, the Turtle visited with Presidents John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. Little Turtle died in July of 1812 and was buried with full military honors in the Miami burial grounds along the St. Joseph River. Just behind us, looking east toward the old historic Fort Wayne, stands a bronze likeness of Little Turtle gazing over the land he loved. Artist Hector Garcia completed this 9-foot-high statue of the great Miami chief in 1976. It was commissioned to commemorate the 200th anniversary of our nation by a bicentennial commission. The image of Little Turtle was selected to represent the early days of Fort Wayne because he was among the most respected of leaders of the Midwest. Although a war chief, he is said to have understood the interests of his people best being served through peaceful settlement. Well, our time is up for today's visit with our region's history, but the Heritage Trail is here for you to enjoy any time. Meanwhile, keep in mind that throughout the Heritage Trail of the Fort Wayne area are found the enduring signs of a lively heritage, as well as a dynamic present and a promising future. These are the constant reminders of our origins, our challenges, our promises, and they are yours to tour. For a free, self-guided tour map, stop by Arches Lobby at 437 East Berry at the corner of Berry and Clay Streets. Or for more information, go to the web and log on to archfw.org. This is Tom Castaldi, and we have to move along for now, so plan to be with us next time on the Heritage Trail.